Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin says this about Kim Davis's book, Under God's Authority. He says, when history called upon Kim, she was both ready and willing to respond. Will the same be said of you? That's Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and our very special guest, Kim Davis, regarding her book called Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. Kim, there is a dramatic moment in your life, 2011, when you gave your life to Jesus, and it was from that moment on that your life was transformed.
Yes.
And God put you in a position to ultimately speak to the world about marriage and about being faithful to Him in a very area where you had, previous to 2011, not done a really good job. And yet He changed you, transformed you, and put you into a place that you would never have imagined. The media, of course, tried to characterize you, people that were opposing you. Even a video game was made to try to hurt you. All kinds of things were said about you. But what was the essence of this case all about?
Well, for me, the whole case surrounded God's Word and His definition of marriage as He defined from the very beginning of time. You know, I was standing up for the Word of God. And for me, I felt if the Word of God is not worth standing up for, I don't know what is.
Yeah. You know, the media has painted a particular picture of you, Kim, which is not really the real Kim. Share with us, you know, your feelings toward people of all types.
Well, listen, I have no animosity in my heart for anybody. I have homosexual friends and lesbian friends that I love dearly. And I would not hurt them or malign them in any way. They are my friends. Do they think I agree with the way they live? No, they know better, but I still love them. For me, it's been an issue about standing up for the Word of God. And so when people come at me and they say, oh, you're a hater, you're a homophobe, you know, they don't know me. They have no clue who I am. Not so much the mainstream media to know who I am, but I wanted the American people to know, just God's people to know that, you know, I'm just an average person who goes to church and loves God and lives for God, and I love everybody, and I was chosen to stand.
And, you know, I know when some of the mainstream media and some of the blogosphere, particularly those that really, they don't know anything about you, they have particular animosity toward anyone that doesn't agree or promote their particular lifestyle. But on the other hand, there's another whole universe of people out there. I remember when you and I walked through the airports of LaGuardia, some of the busiest, biggest airports in the world, Washington, D.C., Reagan, Philadelphia. There were people that recognized you and gave you thumbs up. There was a police officer, a TSA police officer at Reagan International Airport, who came by and on his Segway, you remember that, Kim, when we went there?
I do.
And yeah, he wheeled around, and I didn't know what he was going to do. And he looked at you, he said, you're Kim Davis. Yes. And remember what he said, his parting words? I wish I had the courage that you have.
Yeah, and I see that just humbles. It's just really hard even now because, you know, I go places I've never been before, and there's people that recognize me. And I, you know, I always treat everybody, you know, like I know them. You know, I want people to know that I'm open and that I have the love of God in my heart for everybody. And But it's still so humbling when someone says, oh, you're Kim Davis.
Yeah. The name of the book is Under God's Authority. That's the main title. The subtitle is The Kim Davis Story, but it's Under God's Authority. And that phrase actually came from a specific sentence that you said, and it was captured on video. And it was a couple of people that were demanding that you issue licenses for same-sex marriage. And you said you weren't issuing any licenses. You didn't issue licenses for opposite or same-sex marriage. You just stopped issuing all licenses because, frankly, the marriage laws of Kentucky were essentially shredded, if you will.
Yes.
In fact, even that's what the president of the Senate wrote in a brief, that those had to be all redone in light of the Supreme Court's decision. So you were asked a question, under what authority are you not going to give us a license? And you responded, under God's authority.
Yes.
And that took off, and it became the front page headline of USA Today and all major media across the country, and even literally ran around the world.
So from your heart, Kim, what does that phrase really mean to you?
Oh, my. For me, it means everything. You know, he is my first love. And I want my life to be pleasing to God. That when I stand before judgment, I will stand before one judge. And, you know, I want to hear that, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in. You know, I want to hear that. That's what I want to make heaven my home. So God's authority is everything to me.
Hmm. And as a elected clerk of Rowan County, Kentucky, and you got elected in 2014, took office in 2014, 2015.
Uh-huh.
You had been in the clerk's office as a deputy clerk under your mother, who had been there for decades.
That's correct.
And you ran and became the elected clerk. In that position, there's different kinds of roles. Sometimes you might get a lien from a court, and you're basically a file clerk. You didn't authorize it. You didn't issue it. You don't enforce it. But when it comes to marriage licenses, you're the issuer, the authorizer. Without you and your name and title and authority, there is no marriage license. And so when you were called upon to put your name, title, and authority, your stamp of approval on a marriage that conflicts with God's definition of marriage, that essentially brings into focus under God's authority. You would not, could not conscientiously do that and authorize something that is contrary to God's created order of marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
That's correct.
You and know, what you wanted is in a religious accommodation, an accommodation for those
simple
beliefs.
Accommodation.
And you asked
yes.
for that from the very beginning.
Yes, I did.
And you actually ultimately got it with the election of a new governor, Matt Bevin.
Oh, yes. He was wonderful. He was I think he was very God ordained and placed. You know, there's a reason that he did not win the U.S. Senate election when he ran, you know, the year prior to him running for governor. And, that wasn't his place or his time. You know, he is where he's supposed to be. And I think he is right in the center of God's will as our governor.
And he's literally one of the best governors in the
entire
country.
Yes, by and far, yes.
He got elected in 2015. And within, 3 days, I think, of him taking office, he issued an executive order giving you and other clerks a religious accommodation, an opt-out. And then in April of 2016, a unanimous Senate and House, Democrats and Republicans came together and they passed an accommodation law that ultimately granted exactly the accommodation you asked for from the very beginning.
That's exactly right.
And you know, what I think is so encouraging in this whole story is that when we're willing and available and surrendered, God can use all of us to make a difference.
Well, the book is entitled
so
Under God's Authority. Kim, thank you for being our guest. You can get the book at lc.org, lc.org. It's a fascinating and encouraging read. Everyone literally that reads it, that gives feedback to us, says they can't put it down. I encourage you to get it, Under God's Authority. It's the story of Kim Davis, but it's the story of God's redemption through Kim Davis. And there's lots of information that you would not have read about in the media. Some information revealed or released for the first time. Things that happened, for example, when she was in the prison, different kinds of responses of people when she arrived there, and the day that she was dramatically released. Unbelievable story, encouraging and inspiring. Under God's Authority by Kim Davis. Go to lc.org, lc.org, and order the book, Under God's Authority.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community. The website again, lc.org.